Welcome back, adventurers. Do I have a story for you? An elven bard walks into a tavern and asks the crowd, "Whose dragon is that outside?" An older gentleman dressed in archmage robes stands up and replies, "Mine. Why?" The bard somberly approaches the mage. "I regret to inform you that the halfling in our party has killed your dragon." "What?" erupts the archmage. "Dumont, the slayer of Elminster, destroyer of Cormyr, raider of Waterdeep and ruler of the Dales, thorn to the gods and the bane of all Toril, has been killed? By a halfling? How did this happen?" The bard sheepishly avoids the man's gaze. "Well, the little guy got stuck in his throat." Moral of the story? Always chew your food. The time is 11:40 a.m. on May 10th, 2017, and you're listening to Dungeon Delvers. I'm your host and part-time Dungeon Master, Hannah Ward. Today's guest is Valley Ingalls, all-around gamer and Nintendo fan.
Hello there!
Thank you for joining us today, Valley. So tell me, when did your interest in gaming start?
I was about 8 years old, and I got my first DS. My mom bought it for me. And I got Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Blue Rescue Team. That's been my favorite game, honestly, ever since. It's so cute. Even after I've played it for, like, what? How many years has it been?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Like, so many. It's still really fun.
Yeah, I remember I had it at one point. Like, there were two versions. I don't remember which one. Because there was Red, I don't think, Red was, like, on the Game Boy, right?
Yeah, it was on the Game Boy.
So what was the other one? Because there are two versions.
Red and Blue. Blue was for the DS.
No, but there are two on the DS.
I'm not sure.
As far as I can remember. Because I know I played Blue, and I played as a Cubone.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, that one was great. I love that one. It took me forever to finish, though. I ended up getting cheats and just, like, turning them on. I was like, I ain't doing it. I got health all the way up.
Yeah, it takes forever to level up on those games.
I know. As a kid, I don't have patience for that.
Yeah, and now there's no time because we're, like, students and we're studying.
Yeah, so. So you said you started playing when you were around 8?
Yeah. It was really great, even when I didn't get to play with my friends, because, like, Mystery Dungeon is kind of a solo game. So you do a lot on your own, and you don't have to, like, have everyone else at that point.
So you said with friends, so have you played many multiplayer on the DS? Multiplayer games?
Me and my friend Kayla used to play Nintendogs together.
Oh, I forgot that used to connect to the internet, right?
Yeah, and they'd connect to each other and everything, and you could, like, do shows together and stuff.
Now, which version of Nintendogs did you have? I know it's kind of a weird question to ask, but
I think I had multiple, but the first one was Labrador and Friends, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, I remember I had one with a Labrador, and then I had one with a wiener dog.
Oh!
Yeah. I don't remember which one, because, you know, I was a kid, and I didn't really care as long as I got a game.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming you don't just play Pokemon and, like, Nintendogs.
No, I play some other games. I like racing, I like platformers and shooters, and I'm dying to get my hands on a copy of Halo one day.
The original?
Any of them.
Any of them?
Yes.
All right. So, with Halo, what makes you interested in it, I guess? Because you kind of don't seem like the person who would be into, you know, sci-fi shooters.
Oh, I've seen people play it, and I've seen, like, my friends play it, and I'm like, oh, hey, I want to try that. They're like, no, you have to wait, and then I never get a turn. This happens to me.
All the time?
A lot, yeah. So they get into it, and, like, I don't get a chance, but if I can get my own copy, then they'll have to wait for me to finish.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
So, besides Halo and, like, Nintendogs and all the other ones, what are you playing right now?
I found a kind of obscure Japanese game called Wikibind Kagyoden. It's another platformer, and it's really good for training reflexes and reaction speed, because the speed at which the enemies attack you from, like, multiple directions and they have different attack methods, you have to dodge really quick. I guess it's kind of like a bullet dodger sometimes, too. So, yeah, it gets really advanced in dodging and attacking right on time.
How many times did you say you have died in that game?
1,000 or more. Probably, like, maybe 2,000. I don't know. I've been playing for, what, 6 months now? A lot.
Yeah. I find that when I play, I'm not very good at games. I love them, but I suck.
Oh.
Yeah, and I die a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, I think the only game that I actually haven't died too much would probably be the original Mass Effect. Surprisingly enough, Arkham City.
Huh, I never played those.
Yeah. Mass Effect delays, it's a third-person shooter, it's sci-fi themed, basically. It's really good. I'm sure you've heard of it, a lot of people have, but...
I think I've heard the name, yeah, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. Yet. Most people who at least haven't played it do know a little bit about it, but, like, because I know Mass Effect Andromeda just came out, and I was joking about it, like, a couple episodes ago with someone, and it's like, it's not good, apparently. And I'm like, I feel really bad, but it doesn't have the original characters in it, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. They take out good characters, or they die or something. It's like, you can't take away the best of the best.
Yeah, that's one of my big pet peeves. I don't know if that's, like, the same with you, is when they decide, oh, yeah, we'll continue the series, but it won't have anything to do with the previous people in the series.
What's the point? Come on.
It's like, we're not going to continue the plot line. We'll just leave you on a cliffhanger, and we'll just kind of imagine this never happened.
The cliffhangers. I hate those.
Yeah.
Those are terrible.
I know, especially in, like, Mass Effect 3. I mean, spoilers, but, you know, I'll leave it out, because I know you'll probably want to play it at one point if you like Halo.
Yeah, not too many spoilers.
Yeah, not too many spoilers. I'll leave it out. I mean, it was released in 2012, so it really shouldn't be. It's old news by now, but at the same time, you know, I wouldn't want to spoil it for someone who hasn't played it. Not that it was a good ending anyway.
Oh, well, thank you for considering it, even though...
Yeah, even though it's, like, super old. Even though it might not be the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite video game or a series?
I'd have to say Pokemon, because that's what I've played for the longest. I've gotten every game that has come out for the DS and the 3DS since when I started playing. So, yeah, I've got Pokemon Black and White, Sun and Moon. Platinum was my first, not Mystery Dungeon Pokemon game. And I've played a little bit of Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember you talking to me about that, and you say you didn't like it.
Yeah, it's not... like the actual Pokemon games on other systems, because all you really do is just catch them and walk around and try not to get kidnapped and mugged while you're at it.
Yeah.
You don't get to pet them, you don't get to, like, I feel like it has a lot less strategy than the actual games.
Yeah, I wonder, like, do you think that they meant it to be like that? I mean, obviously they did, because it's not on a portable game. It's not on a portable game console, it's on a phone.
Yeah, probably because it's an application and it uses up, you know, memory, space, all that. They simplified it quite a bit.
Streamlined. I hate that term. That's what they do with a lot of games now. So they streamline it. And it depends if it's, like, really... It doesn't make sense if it's, like, a real-time strategy game, which is basically based on, you know, complex mechanics. So...
Yeah, in the normal ones, there's 4 moves per Pokemon, and there's even, like, hidden stat values. You gotta know a little bit of math, and you can really plan out a whole team of 6 Pokemon instead of just, oh, they have 2 moves and you can't change it in Pokemon Go. There's nothing to really do in that department. You just have to keep catching them. That's, like, the whole way you get stronger.
So, would you say it's overrated?
Yeah... People really like it. I mean, you see how popular it is, right?
Yeah. I personally never played it. Just because my phone wasn't good enough at the time.
And people have already found ways to hack it. It's amazing.
Yeah, did you hear about that lady who quit her job to, like, catch Pokemon full-time and travel the world just to catch Pokemon?
Oh, no, I have not heard about that.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going for her. I imagine not very well.
Yeah, you gotta make money. How is she gonna... Yeah.
I think she said the way she was gonna do that is she was gonna sell the Pokemon she catches on eBay or something.
Good luck, wherever you are.
Yeah, but that was, like, a while ago. It was probably last year, like 2016, when it was really big. Because I've noticed that I haven't, like, not many people still talk about it, at least when I look into social media, I don't see many people talking about Pokemon Go.
Huh. Well, it was in the Google search engines as, like, the top thing for a while. I was getting worried.
I was getting worried. That's all you're talking? That's all what people are looking up?
Yeah.
So, I guess in the same, with kind of delving into Pokemon a little bit more, do you have a favorite Pokemon?
That's complicated. I mean, how many are there now? Over 1,000?
Like, I wouldn't know.
It changes a lot. So for a while, it was Keldeo, because I liked horses, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's a pony.
It's a Ponyta.
Yeah, basically. And now it's Murkrow, because I had this really cool dream that I was, like, in one of the episodes, and there was this Murkrow helping me. It was really fun.
Yeah, I've had dreams about video games before.
Those are awesome.
Yes and no. It's usually when I'm like, okay, I think it's time to stop for now. That's when I know I think I've had a little too much. Have you bought a Nintendo Switch?
A Nintendo Switch? No. Not yet.
Are you looking forward to any games? Because I know that they don't have too many out right now. I think it's just Breath of the Wild and,
Oh, you mean the Legend of Zelda one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks so good.
I've seen it, and I'm not too impressed at the moment, just because, I don't know, whenever I see it, it looks nice, but it kind of reminds me of, I guess the style looks, whenever I see, like, when I look at the screenshots, it kind of looks half-finished. Mm. Just the way the style makes the game look.
The graphics?
Yeah, I guess. I do realize it's stylized and it's supposed to look like that, but I just can't help but get the feeling that it looks kind of empty.
Oh, I think they were kind of going for that effect, like wide open, because you're supposed to be out in the wilderness.
Yeah, like it's called Breath of the Wild for a
reason. Yeah, I think that might be why they left it like that.
Yeah, like I said, I don't own a Switch, and I'm not planning on it for the meantime, because I don't know if there are any games coming out that I'd want.
Mm.
Yeah, besides the last console with parentheses. Or, not parentheses, quotation marks, that I bought was a 3DS. And that was, what, 2012?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3DS is nice.
Yeah, but I haven't found that many games for it. The last one that I was really hyped for was... God, what was it? It wasn't Pokemon. My sister bought one. She got Y or X. And that's the last one I know that she bought. But I wasn't too keen on, like, I like Pokemon enough, but I just don't, I wasn't planning on, you know, buying
the whole game.
Buying a whole new game. Yeah. Especially when it's, because to be honest, I don't really finish Pokemon games without cheats.
Oh.
I think the only one I did was Heart Gold.
Yeah. Did you, like, try to catch all of them?
No.
No, me neither. At this point, I don't even think it's worth it.
Like, it really isn't.
Yeah, you're supposed to get a shining charm if you caught them all, so it's easier to find shinies. But then, like, you've put in so many hours already. Who's got time to be hunting for shinies after all that work?
Who's going to be... you said it's you get those after you catch all the Pokemon?
Yeah, all the Pokemon in the Pokedex, not including the event Pokemon.
So then, what's the point? You've already caught everything. You have one of everything already. Why do you need more?
I guess because you want the shiny version. But, I mean, all that work.
All that work.
It's gonna be a little bit easier before I'm gonna do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But going back to that, I think the last game I was actually really excited for on a 3DS was... Oh yeah, Majora's Mask. And I still haven't bought it.
Oh, I have that one. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I wanted to buy it, because I remember back when I think someone released a fan trailer, but they redid everything and made it look really nice, and then it turned out, oh yeah, this isn't actually Nintendo, it's some fan. So, and then I guess they ended up actually updating it and then releasing it, and I still haven't bought it. So, okay. I still want to buy it. I haven't played Majora's Mask in a long time.
You should. It looks beautiful, and the soundtrack is all there, and it's like, yes, and the gameplay is nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, because I remember I went to, a summer camp when I was probably kindergarten, and I remember they had an N64, and they would always, and, like, a lot of kids would fight over who got to play, like, Super Mario 64. And they had Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wow. I wasn't interested in games at the time because I didn't know what they were.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like 5 or 6.
Oh,
four,
okay.
4 to 6. And I, you know, I don't really have kids like that age don't have a really long attention span.
True, yeah, that's pretty young.
Yeah, so I ended up just, I think I ended up racing the Deku Beller on the, in Majora's Mask. That's all I remember from like, the N64 and of Majora's Mask. Yeah.
Good days.
Good days. So, I guess, going back to platformers, are there any games that you consider that have exceptionally good levels?
Like, speed of leveling or just the actual level that you go through?
The level that you go through.
I really liked the one in Wickedbine Kagoden, the final level, like the super hard one. There's these lasers shooting at you, have to dodge those, and then there's this big Baphomet guy, and he, like, throws a bunch of scythes at you, and you have to dodge those and still be attacking him at the same time. And then, afterwards, yeah, okay, this is my favorite. There's a secret level called Victoria's Secret at the end, and I was like, that's the name of an underwear store. What is he doing in my video game? And then I open it, and it's like, oh, okay, good. It has nothing to do with underwear. We're safe here. And there's these swords that come out of the floor, and they move really super fast. So you're dodging those, and you're trying to attack this character, and, it, like, part of the storyline is that she's going to be invincible or something, and you're going to have to keep trying to hit her, and eventually she'll run out of power, but at that point you don't know that, so you're just, like, endlessly swinging your weapons at her, like, come on, why isn't this working? What in the game can I possibly do? You're looking at your equipment, you're trying to figure out what can hit her at all.
And then she just...
Then she's like, I do have limits. Oh, and I'm like, yes.
Like, well, I should have thought about that before.
It took me, what, a half hour just on this one level, like, repetitively dodging. Like, you eventually learn the patterns, but, oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, with game, like, with, I don't, like, with platformers, I find it particularly hard to stay focused on them. Like, yeah. I recently bought Yoshi's Island again for the Game Boy Advance SP.
Yoshi's Island!
Yeah, I bought it, and, I'm going through, like, when I can't remember which one. I think I'm on, like, the fourth world or something right now. Mm-hmm. And I have to go through this maze. It's called, like, Yoshi's Maze or something. Or Underground Maze. And it's taking me forever.
Oh, is it super, super hard? Like, complicated?
It's not super hard. It just... The enemies keep, like, hitting me. And then the baby just keeps... Like, baby Mario just keeps whining. And then assuming... And by the time I get him back, I'm down to, like, 10 seconds. So if they hit me again, I only have 10 seconds to get him back.
Oh, geez.
And the cavern is really big, so I can't get him. And so then the Koopa Wizard, whatever his name is, he steals Mario, and then it's the end of the game.
No, that's why I hate the timed games, like where there's a timer and you have to get every single thing before the timer.
Well, it's not really timed so much as, you know, you have to save baby Mario from being stolen. That's really it. But okay. When they knock him off of Yoshi, his crying is so annoying.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's a baby crying.
It's a baby crying. Yeah, in your video game of all places.
Yeah. It's like, if I wanted this, I would get pregnant and I would have my own baby. So I don't think so.
Not anytime soon, anyway.
Yeah, not anytime soon. I guess maybe Mario will just fill my void for now. I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I mostly bought Yoshi's Island again because I didn't finish it when I was a kid. I got to the last level.
Oh!
Yeah, I got to the last castle, and I was like, I can't beat it because I'm a kid, and I have no idea. I don't have any strategies.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I also had this... Speaking of, like, levels, I don't think I really beat any game when I was a kid, like, on my Game Boy. Because I had this, I don't know if you remember Codename Kids Next Door.
Cartoon. I don't think. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one with all the kids in that little spy organization. Yeah, they made a game, and I found it, like, a while ago, and I was like, oh, I guess I'll, I don't have too many games for my Game Boy left, so I think I just popped it in, and I started playing it, and I got to the last level, and I still couldn't beat it.
Oh, no!
Yeah, because... At that point, you're in basically, like, you're fighting this guy, and you're both in, like, mechas, basically.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to beat him, but he keeps blaring his horn and knocking me over, and that kind of kills me. It causes me damage somehow, and I can't jump, but he can. So,
oh, gosh.
So I'm like, what?
Was it super loud, too? Like, distracting?
No, because I turned the volume down. It's like, because he makes a big show when he actually, like, you can tell when he's preparing to blow his horn.
Yeah.
So I was able to figure out basically when, but I didn't know how to attack because I don't have any weapons on me and I can't punch.
Meh.
So what am I supposed to do? Because as far as I know, I don't have any attacks in the game and like on that level. I don't know. And it's a kid's game. And I thought, oh yeah, because I'd been some games when I found some older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had Namco Museum and I was able to get, I think I beat Galactica and Galactica, Dig Dug, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But after that, besides the really small games, I mean, I'd been some other ones, but they were like really dumb things. Like the movie tie-in games and that sort of stuff.
Oh yeah, games based off of movies seem to be a lot more simple and like laid back then.
Yeah, but also a lot less. They have a lot less quality. They're not true. They're not really memorable. So, I guess the point is when I got to the level, I was like, I'd gone back like as like a couple weeks before and I'd beaten some things. I thought, oh, I could do it with this game. I couldn't.
Oh no! Still.
Still, and I lost the game, so I can't. I'm not going to go out and buy another version.
Maybe there's some sort of technique you're supposed to figure out, or
maybe I'm not. I honestly don't. I don't want to bother with it because I know I'm just going to get angry.
Rage quit, right?
Rage quit. Yeah. So, do you enjoy any particular genre of games?
I've always liked platformers and games where you can collect stuff, so I guess Pokemon fits in the collecting category, right?
Yeah, it really does.
And strategy, where you have to plan things out really well.
Yeah.
That's always engaging.
That is so not my type of game. I like hack and slash and sort of thing. That doesn't require too much strategy. Besides, like old RPG, like old point and click RPGs, I can't think ahead that much.
Oh.
I mean, I can do it, and I generally like games that have some strategy to them.
Yeah.
But I really don't like real-time strategy games.
Well, I mean, you do get to train your Pokemon before you battle, but then again, you have to like work with the strategy and react to how your opponent does what he does. So.
Yeah. That makes sense. I don't like mindless games, but at the same point, I don't want to have to basically do a calculus test to play a video game.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't seem fun, if you ask me.
Well, it kind of... It's the challenge, I guess. Even though I know I'm not going to be, like, the best fighter in the world in Pokemon, that's kind of why I like it, because I can never get to the very top. It's always engaging. There's always something I can improve upon, and it, like, never ends.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, that does seem like a pretty good reason to, you know, like something like that.
It literally never ends.
Yeah, it really never ends, especially when they keep putting out new games.
Yeah, and new Pokemon.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be 2,000 by, like, next year or something.
Oh, God. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that just makes me not want to play Pokemon anymore.
Oh.
It's just because I feel like it's too... It'll never end. And what's the point?
In Pokemon Sun and Moon, they did make finding shinies a little bit easier, so you don't have to catch all of them, I don't think, to get the Shining Charm anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of realize, I don't think a person could actually catch 2,000 Pokemon in their lifetime.
Alright. So, do you have anything you'd like to add before we end?
No, I think that's about it. Just game on.
Game on. That's a good... I should add that as a tag to the end. Alright guys, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, Valley, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Alright.
Alright, please join us next time for another episode of Dungeon Delvers. For KPCRadio.com, I'm your host, Hannah Ward, signing off.